Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So looking at the stats of what happened last week is there were 540 houses sold, 221 condos, and this is a low time of year, you know, because these are the properties that went under contract during the holiday period and now they're closing. So it usually takes about 30 days or so for that to happen. The inventory went down to 1,848 single family homes, which to me is really nothing. I mean, that's just crazy if you ask me. There's nothing out there. And I know that we put some houses, on the market this week, and we've got multiple offers on all of them. I'm going to be talking about a couple of them at our house in the week. But basically, there is definitely a lot more buyers out there than there are houses to get. I'm also working with buyers, and I know I've talked about it before, but I do think that if you can put your best foot forward and get some kind of way that you can make a cash offer instead of a financing one, you're going to be much better off. And I've got a few companies that actually do that for you that range in the neighborhood of 1% for them to do that up to 2.75%. is basically what it is. And actually one of them will actually come in and rescue your deal. So say that you're under contract and you're having a hard time getting it closed, they'll actually come in and purchase the home for cash and then they'll sell it back to you. They'll let you rent it until your loan can get approved. So I know a few times we've had situations where it was a little bit tough for somebody to get their loan approved on time and everything. And if you've got a little bit extra cash, then they will come in and they will do that service for you. So it's kind of a win-win situation. So you don't lose the house and you get what you want. And if the lender is taking a little bit of time or you need to change gears or whatever in what you're doing, this is definitely a way that could help you save the deal. So all kinds of options and everything out there, regardless of what your situation, maybe you're a seller and you're in that situation where the buyer's kind of waffling and you don't know if it's going to close or not. And so it's something that definitely this program could come in and help it so that your loan actually does close. So always being on top of what's going on actually helps us so that we can be on top of this stuff and bring you the best information and actually work with our clients and customers to make sure that they know that we've got their best foot forward and all of that kind of good stuff. So like I said, there were 540 houses that sold in the last week. And again, everything up to $1 million kind of goes pretty close to asking price, a little bit below, a little bit above in all of the price points. And there are properties in all of the price points as well. Under $250,000 in the single family homes, there were 78 of them of the 540 that were in that category. And they went on average a little bit under asking at $79.95. So basically they were close to 2-3% under asking. So there's a little bit of room there. But if you're between 250 and 300, there were only 55 houses that sold in that price point, and they sold at only $531 under asking. So you got to pretty much be at market price, in that price point. Between 300 and 400, there were 160 homes that sold in that price point, and they actually went above asking to the tune of $1,674. Then between 4 and 5, there were 88 homes that sold $400,000 and $500,000, and they sold $631 under asking, so just about the same as the 3 to 400, the same spread there, between less than $1,000 under asking. And then, up to $1 million, 500 to $1 million, 144 houses. So there were a lot of houses. Our number one area was between 300 and 400 at 160, but between 500 and $1 million, there were 144 houses that sold in that price point. And they sold for less than 1% under asking. $4,800, average price in there is about 650, so that's less than 1% room in that under a million. But then when you get over a million, there were 15 of them that sold, and the average price point there was 1.591, and they sold at 84,000 under asking. So you've got a little bit of room, obviously, in that over a million. Probably still comes out to about 5%, but the number sounds a lot bigger and all that kind of thing. So there is a little bit of room when you're looking at that, because there are more on the market than people are buying in that price point right now. So our median price is at $378,250. So $378,250 is the median price of a home. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, you know, I always think that it's always interesting, you know, like I just said, the median price of a single family home in Central Florida is $378,250. So then it's always interesting when you get a call from somebody from out of town and they're moving here and they want to buy a house for $150,000. And I've got a couple of those calls in the last week. And, you know, there are some houses out there, but they may not be in the neighborhoods that they're looking for. They may need a lot of work. It's not, you know, the same market as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so, you know, they're coming here from another part of the country that they're expecting to get a lot more for their money than they're going to get. So as you live here and you own a home and then you sell yours and you're going to buy something else, I mean, obviously that's not a bad deal. So that's kind of what the scoop is when it comes to that. Now, condos, there were 221, 540 houses, 221 condos, and of them, the majority of them are under 250,000. The median price of those is actually 220,000. So when you're looking at that, obviously there's, if you're looking on a lower price point, a condo or a townhouse or a villa might be something that might be of interest to you. And so, like I said, of the 221, 126 of them were under 250,000, and they went for less than 1% under asking in that realm. And actually, everything, there was one property, one condo that sold for over a million, and that one had, you know, an $85,000 off of the price, and it was at 1.195 listed, sold for 1.110. But all of the other categories are less than 1% up to a million. They're less than 1% below asking. All of them are below asking, but they're less than 1%. So going through it, there's 126 under 250. Between 250 and 300, there were 35. 3 and 4, there were 42. 4 and 5, there were 12. And then 500 to a million was 5. So obviously, you know, to have that average price of 220, most of them are closer to that 250 mark and everything. And so there are a lot of opportunities if that's something that you're looking for in the condos. And you might think, oh, maybe the inventory is a little bit better there. Not really. 221 sold last week and there were only 636 on the market. So that is less than a month's supply. So when you're looking at that, there aren't a lot of options, you know, out there. And so that's where it really takes being creative, making sure that when you do put an offer in there, that you're putting your dotting your I's and crossing your T's and putting your best foot forward by all means. And so that's something that I'm really committed to and make sure that all of our agents are as well. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, you know, I was talking a little bit about in the first segment, and I've talked, I think, last show on how there are all these companies out there that buyers can actually put in a cash offer if they're getting financing, so their offer can stand out. And there's some other ways that buyers can compete in an all cash world that I'm going to go through today. But the other thing that I want to say is, if you're a seller out there, that there are opportunities out there that you can actually, you know, go to the buyers and you can say, hey, would you be willing to use this company that would actually buy your home on time or whatever? And so the seller can, you know for sure that their property is going to be sold and that it's going to be sold on a certain day and all of that kind of thing. And there are companies out there that will give all cash offers. The companies will buy it, they'll fix it up a little bit and put it back on the market and, you know, resell it. Some of the cash offers that are coming in today are actually companies that are buying that want to rent them out. And so those are available too. So there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of properties out there, a lot of ways that you can go about selling your house today, you know, not just the traditional way, but the traditional way, 9 times out of 10, if you do it right, you're going to put more money in your pocket than if you do it, you know, one of these other ways. You know, everything costs money and all of that kind of good stuff. So there are options for you. I know that I talk to a lot of people that just want a cash offer. And so we're more than happy to get that for them so that they don't have to have people coming through their house and they know when it's going to close and what's going on and all of those kinds of things. You know, there's some ways to do that that are cheaper than others or better for you than others. And so we actually shop those because we know all of the different ways that you can do it. And so we go ahead and we make sure that you get the best deal, even when it comes to a cash offer. I mean, there's multiple ways that that can happen. So we do that. But putting it out there on the market, exposing it to the most people is always where you're going to get the most money for it. And you have to expose it in the right way, obviously. And, you know, like there's a house that we put on the market this week, and it has no rear neighbors. It's got like some kind of a conservation kind of thing behind it and all of that kind of thing. And so there's never going to be any rear neighbors there. Actually, two houses we did are on that, you know, kind of plane. So basically what you have to do is that, in that, I mean, that's something that you need to show the buyers right away, that they need to know that they're not going to have any rear neighbors. I mean, that's really important to a lot of people. And so when you're doing that, I mean, you need to make sure that that is done. And the average person who's going online and looking at all the pictures, they're looking for an average of a minute. That's the time that they usually spend on any listing. So if you do that, and I know what they're looking for and the amount of time that they usually spend on each picture and on each area of the house. So as I was saying, I know how much time they spend on each picture in the house. So they're looking at the outside. That's the first thing that they're looking at. They're looking at the backyard. They're looking at the kitchen. They want to know about the living area, and they want to know about the master bedroom and the master bathroom. And that's the majority of the time that is spent on the pictures. So when somebody puts 100 pictures out there on their property and that kind of thing, you know, it does two things. One thing is that people think they've already seen the house, so they don't need to go see it. If there is something in it that they didn't like, and sometimes in one of those 100 pictures, they may see something that they don't like. So does that mean that they're going to come and see it? Probably not. So they're going to eliminate the house from the pictures. So, you know, what we tend to do is that we show the pictures of that are putting the house in the best limelight, that are putting the house, you know, where we want it to be, so that they can see all of the things that we want them to see of the house, and they're not spending the time on the things that, you know, are maybe ordinary or whatever. And so basically, you know, how you do the pictures really matters in regards to getting people in the house. And I tell sellers all the time that my job is to get people in the house. That's what the job of the pictures is. And so we want to make sure that we do that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, like I said, pictures make a big difference. There's many times that and I say all the time that there's only one buyer that I worked with that found their own home, and everybody else, I found the home for them. And some of it was because they saw pictures of some houses and they said, no, we're not going to go there. But I knew that it really did match what they were looking for and was going to be the perfect house for them. So we went ahead and we looked at it anyway. And when we did, they realized that they couldn't rely on the pictures that they found online necessarily to make a decision. And that's what's really important. Sometimes a virtual tour, a walkthrough tour, or something like that gives you a lot more information. And so, I have worked with out-of-state buyers where I actually go and I do a walkthrough video for them or do a Zoom or something like that with them so that we can go ahead and, they can ask the questions and say, hey, can you show me the ceiling and all of that kind of thing. So we can actually go ahead and look at the whole place the way that they really would be looking at it as if they were there. But pictures don't necessarily do the justice, or they do an injustice to the property. So you have to be really careful and make sure that you're doing the right thing when it comes to pictures. And that's why we go 100% with professional photos. Regardless of the property, we are always going with professional photos to make sure that we're putting the best foot forward, that we're emphasizing the things that people are going to want to see, and then we go from there. So, one of the things that has changed a lot in the last few years, actually, for buyers and the last few months, actually, is that when they put in an offer that basically has a pre-approval. A few years ago, you could put in an offer with a pre-approval and everybody would think you were awesome and everything was great and you were ready to go. But the challenge is in today's market, is that there are cash offers out there that you're competing against. So you have to figure out, how can I compete? And I know that one of the buyers that I was working with last week, this seller, they said, we want to close in 2 weeks and we want a cash offer and that's it. Well, we were able to close in 2 weeks, but we were not able to, this buyer did not want to go with one of these cash programs, so they did not get the house. So when it comes to the next time, they're probably going to go with that cash offer option because they will get the house with doing it that way because they were competitive price-wise. They had waived all the appraisal things and all of that kind of stuff in order to get the house. And then basically, they're able to they were going to be able to close. So really, in using that, cash program that I'm talking about that would have them pay an extra 1%, they would have gotten the house. And the studies have shown that the cash offers on average all over, the US and everything like that, that it's about 12% less than if you are paying, if you're getting a loan. And I don't, in my experience, it hasn't been 12%, but it has been more like probably about 5% that you can get cheaper. So if you can get a house for 5% cheaper by using cash, and then you're only spending 1% in order to get that 5% cheaper, you're still 4% ahead, and you end up with the house, which is the main thing in my book, is that you want to make sure that you have the house. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So if you are doing financing and all of those kinds of things, I mean, you still want to put your best foot forward in regards to making sure that you do have that full underwritten approval and everything, so that the only thing that has to qualify really is the house. And with one of the clients that I was working with earlier this week, they were able to put in an offer. Like I said, they were able to close in 2 weeks if the seller wanted them to. And with that, they just had to do a rush appraisal, and everybody was on board to make sure that that was going to happen. So one of the things that you can do as a buyer as well is that you can show proof of funds that even that you're going to need to close. So say that you're putting 20% down on a loan, and say it's a $200,000 house, which I'm just doing because it's easy math. So if you're putting 20% down, that would be $40,000 on that. And so if you actually showed the seller that you had that $40,000 or maybe even a little bit more than that or quite a bit more than that, then that's going to let the seller know that you have the means to actually purchase the property. And when you're doing that, you don't always have to, show them a statement. If you do, obviously we cross off all of the vital information like the numbers and all that kind of stuff. But another way that you can do it is that you can do it by a letter, from a banker that says that you've got the means and that kind of thing to have the cash to be able to close. So if you're pre-approved, it's kind of in there that they know that they've already checked those things, but it just makes that extra dot on the I or the cross on the T to make sure that you're showing them that you've got that money. Another thing that you want to do is that you want to make sure that you put your best foot forward. And I know a lot of people, there's been a lot of controversy in the last year or two in regards to the supposed love letter that a buyer would write and say, hey, to the seller, I really like your house, and I can't wait for my family to be able to live there. We have a dog just like you, or whatever, to kind of relate to them. And nine times out of 10, it still comes down to money, but there are times when things are equal, where a seller in the past would have maybe chosen something because of that. So even if you're not sending that love letter, what we do want to do is that we want to let people know that you are qualified and that, we want them to talk to the lender. We want them to do all of the things that will make it very strong, and the seller will have that warm fuzzy knowing that that's something that you can do. And so so the lender, it always helps if the lender does go ahead and call the buyer, or not the buyer, calls the seller and the seller's agent usually, and lets them know that the buyer is very well qualified and ready to go, and that they can close it very quickly, and that the lender is available. Because there's so many times where the deal does fall apart or has fell apart in the past because of a specific lender or somebody that wasn't on the ball and wasn't doing what they need to do. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest reasons that realtors don't always like the standard brick and mortar banks when it comes to lenders. And the reason is because, they're pretty much working their normal 9-to-5 schedule, but real estate works, 24/7. And so as a result of that, they're not always as accessible as other people are that are, really, trying to make the deals work and that kind of stuff and getting things done. And so there's some banks that have gone ahead and, kind of increased their staff in order to make things happen. And the brick and mortar banks are probably really good for the refis and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to timelines, I mean, they've got their own. And there are times where it works and there's times when it doesn't. I remember a deal that I did, I think it was probably about, I don't know, it was probably 10 years ago that I was doing a deal, and we were working with a specific bank, and it was actually a bank-owned home, and that's why I think it was like 10 years ago or more that I was doing it. And the buyer, everything was good and all of that kind of stuff. It was actually a 203K loan, which is an FHA loan where you can actually, it was a foreclosure house that needed a lot of work. The people had completely stripped it to the point where they had stripped all the toilets, they had stripped all the cabinets in the kitchen. Everything was completely gone. There was no flooring in the house, everything. So the buyer was able to get a loan for more than what they were purchasing the home for, and they were able to have that so that they could go ahead and fix all the things that they needed to fix. Well, what happened was that this particular lender, they said they said that they just needed another couple weeks, another couple weeks, another couple weeks. And I remember it started in January where they only needed a couple weeks and everything. And I know how the banks and the foreclosure market and all that stuff works, that they have hard deadlines, that if a house doesn't close by a certain, they're expecting it to close within a certain month or within a certain quarter, because it hits their bottom line, it hits their balance sheet of what they were expecting. And so I told this particular lender that they had to have it closed by the end of the quarter, or I knew for sure we were going to lose the deal. Now, we kept it together for 3 months because, like I said, it was supposed to close in January. And at the end of March, that was our drop dead date. And I told him, I said, I believe that we are going to have to close this by the end of this month, by the end of March, or we are not going to have this house. They're going to not believe in us anymore, and they're going to give it to somebody else and pull the plug on it. And the bank said, oh, the bank who was doing the loan, they said, oh, I know that we'll be able to get it through. I'll write them a letter and they'll get it done. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But sure enough, they wrote him a letter. They said, we need another 2 weeks at the end of March. And the buyers that I was working with lost the deal because that particular lender didn't stick to the dates that were on the contract and actually had gone way beyond it. And so today I would do things differently. But 10 years ago, in the middle of the foreclosure crisis, I mean, I did tell the lender that if they didn't get it done by that date, that it wasn't going to happen. And it didn't have anything to do with the buyer. It had everything to do with the way that they were doing that 203K part, those all of those repairs and everything. And that's what had held up the deal for them. So it was a rude awakening for that banker that they said no to them because they thought for sure that they would tell them yes, that they would extend it again. But there are so many people in the middle of it that had bonuses, that had different things that mattered, a bank with their bank statements and all of that kind of stuff of what they were expecting, that they had to hold the line when it came to dates. And sellers hold the lines when it comes to dates today, and so do buyers. And so everything on a purchase contract, the timelines are so critical, but when it comes to a refi, not so much. So, the brick and mortar banks are great for that, but sometimes they just think, it's 5 o'clock on Friday, I'm going home and I'll be back on Monday. But in real estate and the transactions, if it's not done, you can't. You have to continue on with it. So I think that's the main reason why most of us realtors, or myself, I would say, that we're not a big believer in the regular banks doing the loans because they always seem to take longer than they say that they're going to, and they don't follow through on the dates. They get the job done, but they don't get it done on a timely basis. And so that's why there is so much mortgage brokers or direct lenders and that kind of thing out there for that particular reason, because we want to make sure that the timelines are met. If I'm representing a buyer and they can't meet that timeline and they have penalties, or they have, their lease is up, they don't know where they're going to go, or the seller's saying, I'm going to pull the contract if you don't perform. There's a lot of reasons why it really needs to be timely. So we tend to work with the people that are going to make sure that it's going to be timely, right? So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407 566-2555, or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that as a buyer that you can make your offer look better too, and as a seller, something that you would appreciate that they do, our contingencies. So basically, with the contingency for financing, that's a big one that a lot of buyers have. And then the next one is the appraisal contingency. And like I mentioned earlier, we have a few houses that we put on the market this week. And basically, all of them are getting multiple offers and everything. We're going through the process. And there's some buyers in there that are still very adamant saying that the property has to appraise, and if it doesn't appraise, then we're not going to pay any more than the appraised value. And that's all well and good. That's your prerogative to do. But if you do that, then you just have to know that there's a really, really, really good chance that you're not going to get the house because we have multiple offers, and some of them are cash and some of them are financing. And one way that a financing offer can compete is that they can say that if the property doesn't appraise, then we're willing to pay up to X amount of dollars above the appraisal, up to our asking price. And, With that gives the seller, so if you've got A and B offer, one that's doing that and one that's not, I mean, obviously it's a no-brainer that you're going to pick the one that does have money and that's going to pay above that. And maybe you're going to have to use it and maybe you're not. But basically, the bottom line is that if you don't even have that, then it's definitely not going to happen. And then what happens is that the appraisal comes in low, and then you go back to everybody, and everybody is, saying, okay, what are we going to do? And all of that kind of thing. And so, if we can just fix that up front before we even accept an offer, then basically the bottom line is that everybody's happy camper, everybody knows what's going to happen, and we don't end up having any surprises. So that's a scoop when it comes to there. Another thing that you can do in today's market is that you can have an escalation clause. And what an escalation clause is basically it says, here's my offer. I'm going to pay X amount. I'm going to pay X amount. And what you say then is that, but if you get an offer that's higher than mine, then I'm willing to pay X amount above that offer up to a maximum. And so those are very prevalent in this market. And the thing that I really like about those is that it actually gives that if, like a lot of people say, hey, if I could pay a thousand more, if I'd have known if I could have just paid a thousand more than the price I was paying, then I would have paid it. And so basically, it comes down to that you don't have to put your best foot forward saying, hey, I'm willing to pay 10,000 more, but you can say, I'm willing to pay 10,000 more if somebody else is willing to pay 9,000 more. And so basically, that's what it comes down to. So it makes it so that it's very easy, for you to go ahead and do that and to make things happen that way. And then a well-written offer, making sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And that just comes with experience, just knowing that the way to do that is another thing that's important. Another thing that is really prevalent today in the market is post-occupancy by the seller. So the seller might not want to move like right away. Maybe they want to sell their house and then they want to buy a new one, or they have something that they want to do. For example, it's like they really had a lot of stuff to pack up and they didn't want to get it done before the before the closing. And so they actually wanted to wait until after the closing because it was going to make it more convenient. And if that's something that's going to mean that you let the seller stay there for 30 days and you get the house or you don't, that's a decision that you have to make. And you have to just look at it, and every situation is different. If the house is vacant, then that's definitely not important to the seller. But if they are living there, it might be. And so it just makes it so what it really is first of all, it's asking questions and making sure that we know what's going to work for everybody in order to make things happen. And that's what's really important. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So, one other thing that I wanted to talk about today is that I know everybody's waiting for the foreclosures to come out and all of that kind of stuff. And we've talked a number of times that we don't think that it's going to happen. And that actually, there was a report that came out this week that said the number of homeowners who are late paying their mortgage today is basically the same as it was before the pandemic began. So all of those forbearances and all that kind of stuff, they've kind of worked themselves out. So the late number right now is 3.8% of the mortgages. And before the pandemic began in 2019, it was 3.7. So that's really good news from a housing standpoint, that everybody's going to be able to keep their houses and have worked it out, which is what we had really expected them to do. And so basically in October of 2020, the delinquency rate was 6.1%. So now we're down to 3.8. So basically, in my opinion, that's really good news. And I've talked to a couple people lately that, when I talked to them, they were kind of in that mode that they were going, okay, I think that I might have to sell my house or whatever. But when I talked to him, and the amount of money that they were paying and looking at and all of that kind of stuff, it really just didn't make sense because they wanted to keep their house. They just had to figure out a way to do it. So we helped them do that so that they could keep their loan. One of them refinanced, and another one went and talked to their servicer, and their servicer, let them refinance through them or let them switch it and that kind of thing through them. So it was a win-win situation, which is what we're always up for and what we want to make happen and all of those kinds of good things. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple of houses that are on the market right now. Both of them are pool homes. One of them is actually in a great area in Poinciana, and I know that Poinciana might be a little bit far out there for some of you, but basically it has no rear neighbors. The people that are selling, they actually are from Canada, and they've decided to go ahead and not come down here anymore. It was a second home for them. But it's a pool house. It doesn't have any rear neighbors. It's a three bedroom with a den, so you could actually have a fourth bedroom if you'd like. And it's a four bedroom, three or four bedroom, however you want to do it, with two baths. It's on the market for 320,000, impeccable shape. Everything is in perfect condition, so it's move-in ready. They'll even leave all of the furniture and all of the things that are in it. So if you want to have it and you're looking for a place that you're just moving from out of town, that might be a great option for you. And then there's another property that's actually six bedrooms, four bathrooms full, and then two half baths. And this is in Davenport. It's in a short-term rental community, or you can live there full time. It actually is in a gated community, really small, again, no rear neighbors. Actually has a little pond that it looks onto, as well as some woods and that kind of thing. And the thing that was really nice about this neighborhood is what they did is that they left some area in between. So it's all owned to the community. And then probably about 30 feet behind there after the woods, are the other houses. So instead of having houses back to back, they actually have it so that all of them have conservation and everything in this neighborhood. And there's a lot of people out walking around and all of that kind of stuff. And that house is on the market at 450. And so both of those houses are getting multiple offers right now. So if it is something that you're interested in, then it's something that you should, jump on quite quickly and give us a call and we'll tell you more details and all that kind of stuff. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio and .com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.